It's Monday, the 23rd of September. It's a grey morning. Very pleasant though. It's cool. It's actually warmer last night. 17 degrees last night at about 9 p.m. It's cooler this morning, but it's not cold. It's very pleasant indeed. And if the sun breaks through, which it's kind of forecast to do, yeah, very nice day indeed. Loads of bird song this morning. Broke routine this morning. Just a simple step, but nevertheless a step. Just to try and break this routine, this mundanity of routine. Which, of course, you can't break everything, because there has to be a system. Otherwise, we just end up wandering aimlessly around our houses for the first hour or two in the morning. For instance, you can't dry yourself until you've had a shower. You can't have tea till you boil the kettle. You can't read emails until you fire up a device. That's what I did this morning. I didn't fire up the computer. Purposely left it off and found something else to do in that time. And you know, the funny thing about it is it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. And by that I mean that I actually had to think, what will I do if I'm not doing that, because that's part of the routine. But I did find something else to do for that wee period in time. Nothing important at all, in fact. Just sorting out some stuff, writing some things down. It doesn't matter what it was. It wasn't important, but it was important that it filled the gap of that particular part of routine. But that, in the same respect, that which I did this morning cannot become part of the routine. So how do you break a routine and maintain that breaking? Now that I'm standing here thinking about that, I'm just wondering, is it possible? Is it possible? If you replace something with something else, and that then becomes the norm, all you've done is move the goalposts a wee bit. You see, that's what I love about holidays, even mini breaks. You could be away for 3 months, 6 months, a year. No 2 days would be the same. You wouldn't get out of bed exactly the same time every morning. Well, I'm supposing that's how it would work. Seems to be a major part of my life at the moment anyway, is my mind, that is. And I deliberately didn't come out here until 8:20. No, I'm out before that. I deliberately did something else. Again, unimportant. But just to break the routine. Why is it so important to me? I'm not alone in routines, we've all got them. But I can't talk about them all the time, although it's on my mind, so I have to speak my mind. Very strange how I'm actually standing here and I'm screwing my face up because I can't believe I'm doing this again. This boring routine speech thing. Some would say, get over it. It's part of life, accept it. Maybe right. Maybe I'm looking at it from all the wrong angles and directions. But at the moment, I'm only seeing it from one side. Enlightenment would be good, but oh hell. Why don't I just say what's on my mind, everything that runs in my mind, so I won't have to be stuck in the rut and rambling can be good. No, actually rambling is damn good. Why don't I just ramble in the morning? Don't I just let my mind ramble? Say, sod it. And I don't just mean here, now, when I'm talking into a black device with a wee foam sponge on its head. I mean, in general, that would break routines if you just allowed yourself to do whatever the hell you felt like at that particular moment in time. Bugger it, I'm going out the front door for a change. I'm going to walk around the pond, I'm going to... Oh, stuff it, I'm going to walk along the street and come back again. Or, you know, what the hell? What the hell?